You might think you know the story of soccer in the United States. Yes, most of the world calls it football. When sports don't feel culturally American, buy-in never quite feels complete, even when big matches come to U.S. turf. Today, a Monitor writer and photographer, World Cup mega fans of British and Venezuelan heritage, respectively, lace into a deeper story. Soccer's challenge in the U.S. today is less about winning mainstream appeal and showing that American fandom is more than cosplay than about reconciling immigrant identities with U.S. national team loyalty. We went into the stands to learn more. Today, we also take you to an Irish homestead in books and into an essayist's wry exploration of the difference between movies and films. As always, find the latest news on our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, or our app. It's Saturday, June 6th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, June 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's curated Monitor stories. First up, that look into how star-spangled superfans hope their raucous support might give U.S. soccer a home field advantage. How long until the U.S. team wins it all? Might be a while. Only 8 countries have won the World Cup since it was first held in 1930. The American bravado, a former coach in the U.S. told our reporters, is that we should be good at everything. Simon Montlake and Alfredo Sosa report from Atlanta for The Monitor. The Stratos Project, a data center near Utah's Great Salt Lake, has scaled back its planned footprint, but scientists still see big risks for the local environment. Story Hinckley reports for The Monitor. As Armenia goes to the polls Sunday, voters face a thorny dilemma. Do they back a prime minister who led them during embarrassing military defeats, but is seeking a brighter future, or do they opt for pro-Russia parties supporting the status quo? Contributor Alexander Thompson reports from Yerevan and Sevan, Armenia, for The Monitor. Author Maggie O'Farrell, best known for Hamnet, charts the many epics of an Irish homestead and the generations of its inhabitants in her latest novel, Land. Drawn from her own family history, the book paints a heartfelt and heartbreaking picture of sorrow, beauty, and endurance. Contributor Heller McAlpin writes for The Monitor. Serious and sublime, or commercial and action-packed? Take your pick. To our essayist, there's a not-so-subtle difference between a film and a movie, and he's made it his self-appointed task to unpack that here. He starts by examining a particularly poignant scene from the Norwegian drama Sentimental Value. He works his way around to Mission Impossible. Contributor Zachary Shistoup writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.